Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and my guest today is pianist, organist, and composer Tammy Hall, a musician who has much to offer in the way of originality, fine technique, and a rich emotional quality that is evident on everything she does. Her playing is warm and persuasive, and a listener's delight. How are you, Tammy?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Well, it's good to see you, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you play, because you started out pretty young, didn't you?
Yes, I started playing when I was 4.
And your folks evidently detected some talent there.
Thanks to my 2 grandmothers. They supported me with piano lessons, formal lessons, when I turned 8, up until I graduated from high school and through 2 years of college.
You were taking piano lessons all that time?
Yes, well, classical lessons.
Classical lessons.
Yes. The jazz I pursued on my own, and it certainly started in the church with me.
A lot of people tell me that they get started in the church.
Yes.
And I guess that's where you played the organ, too.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry we're not going to hear that today, but hearing piano is going to be great. So what do you think you'll do for your first tune?
I'd like to start with a song I composed for one of my grandmothers. Her name is Lacey B. Hall, and it's called Hymn for Lacey B.
She must love that, and so will I.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a lovely piece and such an interesting mixture of, you can hear the church music and you can hear the jazz part. It's very well put together. Your grandmother must have loved that.
I hope that she does. She did pass away 3 years ago.
Oh.
So I certainly hope that she... that she's listening and is pleased.
I'm sure she is.
Thank you.
And the rest of us are listening because that's such a nice way of putting that jazz and church music together. And with all your family behind you when you were a little girl, did you have a good teacher? Did you do Bach, Beethoven?
I studied, I had a concentration study on Mozart.
Oh.
With Irene Kinney, who was a graduate of the New England Conservatory.
Oh.
Yes. She is my most memorable teacher. Yes.
You picked Mozart, which to me is such hard music to play because you have to be very careful where you step.
Yes.
Don't you?
And I wasn't greatly careful, even though Miss Kinney was fairly happy with me, but I tended to fare better with Beethoven and Liszt. And in fact, yeah. I preferred them
because you
to the intricacies of Mozart.
Yeah, the intricacies, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so how did you get started composing?
I was inspired towards composition in the church, listening to soundtracks, listening to music on television and the radio. Oftentimes, I would want to hear the song again. I play it for myself, and then I might add something, you know, just for my own amusement.
Well, that's improvisation.
Yes.
There you go. And who were your favorite piano players?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mary Lou Williams, as you well know.
Yes.
Tanya Maria.
Oh, yes.
Is
great.
A huge, huge influence. She's marvelous. You.
Oh, I don't.
Well, it's true.
Thank you.
And Dorothy Donegan.
Oh, that woman was wonderful.
Yes, she was.
She was really great.
Yes.
So you picked some good ones. So... how about showing all your influences on this next tune? What's it going to be?
I'll try. It's called For Miss Jones.
Oh, I read somewhere that you had a very dear friend, Miss Etta Jones.
Yes.
And you picked a very good person, great performer.
And I'm glad she chose me, too. And I did have the good opportunity to work with her a few times.
Did you accompany her?
Yes.
Well, today you're going to accompany yourself.
Right.
So this one is for Miss Etta Jones?
Yes.
For Miss Jones. Thank you. lovely. That's a nice song.
Thank you.
How do you find with things that you write? Do you get an idea right away and you get started? Or sometimes it's a take?
Sometimes it's a take. Most times I give the whole piece and it's just there. And the more I play it, the more the adjustments naturally happen. But I usually don't have to change the course of the piece. It's already before me.
You don't have to write it out?
No.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful. Except, of course, when I'm working in ensemble and I need the guys to, you know, to work with me.
Well, now, when you're working with the Montclair Women's Big Band, don't you have to read a little bit?
Absolutely. To make sure I don't have train wrecks with the horn section, with my cording and the and the arrangements on the charts. Yes.
But it must be fun to play with a big band.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great experience and it's a great hang, to say.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yes.
Well, I'm having a good time with my guest, Tammy Hall, on a program made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, since Mary Lou is such a big influence, maybe I should do one for you that I wrote for Mary Lou Williams.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
We were making a recording of her tunes, and I thought I would slip in one of my own as sort of a tribute to her.
Yes.
And I called it Threnody, which is a sort of a snobby word for a sad song. Wanted to give it a different title.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was really wonderful and very evocative of Mary Lou Williams, too.
Well, I like to think so. She was a very complex kind of person, and she could be tough. Did you know her?
No, I didn't. But I have read her biography by Linda Dahl.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I also. And I used to go and listen to her whenever she was in town. She always amazed me because she was always doing something new. She didn't sort of say, well, I've done it, and this is the way I play. And
no, leave she was it. Always reaching.
Always reaching out, yes. And she would amaze me with some of the new chords and ideas that she would put forth. And she played at this place called The Cookery.
Yes.
I played there too, but every time she was there, I would go and hear her. So she was a fabulous lady.
Yes.
Well, now comes the duet.
Yes.
I always think it's so interesting to get together with somebody you just met, and you get together and play a tune, and it sounds like you've been together for years.
Right.
So what do you think we should do as a duet now?
Don't Blame Me.
Now, that tune was probably written in the 20s or earlier, and it's still around. People still like it.
Alan Smith inspired me on this tune. He's the first person whom I'd heard play it. Alan Smith, the trumpet player, and it's stayed with me. It's a beautiful tune.
It's funny when you hear somebody else play a song. Sometimes it gives you inspiration.
Yes.
To do it yourself. So let's us do it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. That was nice.
I'm in heaven. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm glad. I'm in heaven, too. That just worked out just like we thought about it.
Absolutely.
Well, if you've just tuned in, my guest today is Tammy Hall, and we've got more music in a minute. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR, on the web at pianojazz.npr.org.